Yeah, as soon as we came to the state, we have huskies, Sepala Siberian huskies. So we were enthusiasts to start with, and we're trying to get our feet wet in the community, be in involvement. We now have united with the Kinnick Iditarod Trailblazers. We live on the Iditarod Trail. Like Robin just said, we reached out the very first year, and I think what we did was
signed
the first,
up as volunteers.
Yeah, and what did we do? Dog handling, was it?
Dog
the first year.
We did dog, yeah, just dog handling.
Yeah, the first year. And then, as the years progressed, we went into urine analysis and dog handling and, wherever they want to
and
place
trail.
Us. We're not setting anything. We're just here for community involvement. And,
wonderful.
So it's a privilege to be part of this. It's even more of a blessing to be doing it with my wife, and we're hoping to keep going. Just being in the great state of Alaska, the territory of Alaska, let me say that again, and being invested in the community, having a full homestead on the top of Nine Mile Hill is an amazing gift from God itself, but the animals are amazing. The community itself, working with Reddingtons and being involved with in the last 4 years with other mushers and great families like Mackey's and others, and the people and the people involved with everything, it is a family in itself. And just being outside, I'm an outdoors person. We're from the state of Maine, so there's a lot of similarities in environment and temperatures and just being outside is it's a blessing anyways to be in God's creation, and there's no place like Alaska.
Absolutely.
Anywhere on this earth, so we're thankful for it. Well, for me, to sit with the great pioneers of the sport, I've sat with Ramey Reddington and, talked about, not necessarily the old past, but the old ways, and Dick Mackey and sharing some of the great history of the sport and being accepted and welcomed, as the family of mushing goes. For me, there's a lot of wisdom in these men, not just as third and fourth generations and families go in the sport, but, I'm kind of an old school individual, even though I'm very young. And, some of the history that they've pointed out to me and to help us with
our own
photography and kennel and other things, our YouTube channel and other stuff like that has been a blessing for us. But to see the simple ways, I guess maybe, how this sport has gone from and evolved too. And to be accepted into that, brought into that, and to be plugged into that is, there's a lot to be thankful for and a lot that does stand out. But, when I'm talking to the pioneers of the sport, like those two I just mentioned, it's pretty special to me.
That was 4 years ago when we met up with Ramey and...
And Ray and Barb and all those guys, when we first got here. Can't say enough about the Reddington family anyways. I mean, even the Mackeys, I mean, there are others. I mean, there's countless others. I mean, even the people here with the volunteers today, even first timers. I mean, it's all recognition of the animal, the dog itself. And of course, when we look at the history, whether it's Leonard Sepler and his group, running to Nome in 25 with the serum, or we talk about Togo or even Disney's Balto or otherwise in the dogs. I mean, it is about the dogs. It's also about keeping this going for a number of reasons. The dog, the purpose of community involvement, the tradition. Yeah, I mean, culture is big in this territory. I mean, we've got indigenous, we've got ethnicity abroad in this territory, but when it comes right down to it, everybody is involved. That is involved. It's for a common ground, and we come to a common place when we celebrate the sport. Jesus Christ is Lord.